Fellas, can I just, could I have the room for a moment? And I want to go around the room here. I just read something interesting, and I want your takeaway here. Because it always comes back to the Detroit, our teams, the Tigers. But I was reading a little bit about Juan Soto. So we had this big meeting with Steve Cohen a few days ago. We had a meeting with Hal Steinbrenner. Apparently the Blue Jays are going to get an at-bat here. Going to meet with the Phillies. What do you think Soto's projected contract is? Now, again, no one knows. And this could spiral, okay? Because Steve Cohen, you get Cohen pitted against Steinbrenner, Boras is going to need a wet wipe. But Cohen, he don't lose. And there are reports that Steve Cohen is willing to outbid the high bid by $50 million. Why? Because he can. I know, we won't sign a player for $50 million total. This guy's going to overbid by $50 million.
And what did he do to get his money?
Cohen?
Yeah.
Pretty sure he's a hedge fund guy.
Okay.
I'll go.
He's just burning it. It's true. I thought maybe.
But he's about. Well, first of all, he's redeveloping the whole Willits area out there. He's getting a casino bid out there. I think he's doing the whole thing. He wears a Mets hat everywhere he goes. He's a fan who's rich. Okay. He's not Lord Business from the Lego movie. He's not that kind of owner. So, all right. Years, AAV, total amount. What do you think Soto's projected at? And then I'll tell you what I just read.
Years. 10, let's say 10 years.
10?
10 years, 700. So basically, yeah.
70, yeah. Okay. 10 at 700. Kenny?
I'll say 13 at 600. Something crazy like
13
that?
13 at 6. David?
Oh, then I sound stupid then. I was going to say 10 years at 500.
What I have just read is the following. 15 years is what is the ask is. 15 years on Juan Soto. Remember, he's 25. 15 years. The AAV could be between 45 and 50 a year, which would put it between 675 and 750.
Yeah, whoa.
Now tell me, okay, now I know this is easy for us to say, but when you think, take the 45 million for a minute. 15 at 45 is 675, right? The 45 a year, at what point does that become a value? With the baseball revenue has gone up every year, right? There's no salary cap. So with it, that luxury tax threshold will go up, right? At what point does paying Juan Soto $45 million not seem so bad? Remember when Stafford signed his deal and you go, well, by year three, he'll be the eighth highest guy and then the 10th highest guy. 45 a year, is it 5 years into the deal? Six? Maybe you say never. But the way I look at it is, Juan Soto makes you money because he's a global superstar. Now, look, I'm not suggesting the Tigers do it. He's left-handed. You need a right-handed bat. Nor do we have an owner that I think would dare. I mean, show me Illich on Crazy Puff One flying to meet Boras and Soto. I'll stand and applaud. But 15 years, basically $700 million. You know the other report that excited me? Like if you're not a Yankee fan, and like let's say you are in a place like Toronto, big city, but it's still much quieter because you're not a Maple Leaf. Soto might want quieter. Look, it's fun
Hello,
every night when you're
make
at Yankee
the call,
Stadium.
Tigers.
Well, I'm saying that's what they've said is he doesn't need everything the Yankees had, like the bleacher creatures chanting his name every night and the whole thing. That's not for everybody. It's also not for everybody to take 2 hours to get to your stadium every day. It's a pain in the ass to play for the Yankees. And until or unless they offer helicopter service from your condo to the stadium, yeah, you're driving.
Okay, I actually thought that that's just what the Yankees got, because they're Yankees.
No, that's not how that works.
But to me,
a lot of the Yankees, honestly, there are carpools, like half the bullpen travels together. Like, dude, it's a whole different life, man.
I just figured, you know, meet at this building, there'll be a chopper there, we'll bring you here.
But they have that to get to the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can go to there's like two locations in Manhattan, and you go to the rooftop, and they take you from there to LaGuardia. Mm. They had it in the show Billions, if you ever seen it. It's a company called Blade.
Oh, no. I haven't seen
it. How did we even get here? So Juan Soto, I'm sorry. Up next, food recommendations. But, like, go ahead, David.
Call me crazy, and I'm sure you will.
No.
I don't think the 45 a year hurts you ever. It's okay. 45. I get it. You're looking at the 15 years of it.
Right. David, I'm with you.
What? No. Actually, it does hurt you, David. It hurts you on the back end.
Well, when he's older.
Because it's 36, 37,
yeah, exactly.
Where
yeah, but okay.
I'm never going to quit because you owe me money.
Right, project it 10 years down the line when it starts to hurt. Project it 10 years down the
line. I've already made the money.
A, has the meteor taken us out? And B, does the $45 million even matter in a decade? No. That might be half of what the best player in the sport gets paid.
No, it won't.
And then I'm sitting here, and I look, okay, confessional. David, slide the door. You're the priest. Father, I have sinned. The first thing I thought of is what he said. I'm sitting here with a payroll that's $80 million under league average. I'm going to 45, wouldn't even matter. And I know it has no shot of happening here. But you look at it and you're like, these teams are already in the luxury tax. I understand we do not have a TV deal like them. I understand we don't lead the league in revenue. I understand all of these things. They're irrelevant to our conversation. Our payroll's not $350 million. Right now, it's like 78.
Correct. And it's kind of a continuation of what we discussed yesterday. You bring Soto in here, everyone is buying those seats. And every other seat in the stadium.
I think it makes your TV deal worth more. I think it makes your profile. First of all,
your franchise worth more.
Valuation on your franchise. You just nailed it. 100%. To me, you sign a guy like Soto. I'm not going to say he's a billion-dollar guy like Ohtani. He's half a billion.
And you're selling his jersey for the next 15 years. I mean, what more could you ask for out of this?
Well, you do little Soto Sundays, upcharge little kids. That's always a fun moment.
And then you
$17.50.
Yeah, and then pair that with JV day. So
I just it was 2 minutes in a 4-hour radio show. I read it and I'm like, why is this not offensive to me? Does that make me a bad person? Where I'm like, if I had that kind of scratch, the first thing I do is try to get a meeting.
I thought I was crazy for thinking
No, because David, the way I look at it is like if I own the Tigers, I'd want my fans to know that I tried. Like basically, I got shot down by the hottest girl at the bar. I tried. You can't. Now you could say, all right, well, your game sucks. You don't have, as the kids say, you don't have Riz. But like literally, I tried. So my fans love me even when I failed. And if I get them, I'm a hero.
It's the cost of doing business. It's why we're all excited what the Lions did. Just go ahead and start paying all of these people and you're winning.
Maybe I'd be Richard Pryor and Brewster's Million. Maybe I'd be a disaster. I don't know. I just look at it and I'm like, if he's willing to meet with some deadbeat franchises and he wants quieter, the hell's the money?
Right.
I got plenty of money.
It's not like you're ever going to get attacked in the media here.
For trying? My God, they would actually knock down Ernie's statue and build one of Chris. If we just saw, there'd be like a dramatic mural of Chris boarding Pepperoni One.
And the happiest person would be biased because we wouldn't talk about him anymore.
Ever.
Like, is he still on the team?
Oh, you know, yeah. Time out. I just thought of something. Baez's money and Maeda's money is off the books in the next 2 years. Soto would be free. Baez and Maeda basically are damn near $40 million. Soto's free.
Don't think that way, buddy. Because
he's free.
It's kind of like when Miggy's money fell off and it just fell off and still falling.
God, I wish I had a, you know those blow dart guns? Where people never see it or hear it, and they just get stuck in the neck, and then they crash. I wish I had one for you right now.
Why?
Because you're hurting my feelings. That was a moment of creativity, David.
No. That's why I was at last winter.
Damn it.
You got the money.
Okay.
It's you free.
I hate everything.
I just don't want you to be disappointed
no,
like me.
No, I'm not. I know it's not real. I was thinking about it just at four guys sitting at the bar talking to each other with our audience and going, if we think this way, where it's Maeda's money's off the books at the end of this year, so it's like I'm paying Soto only 32. Mm-hmm. And then I got Baez off the books in a couple, it's basically like I'm paying him Stugatz.
Here, let me help you out with that. On top of that, with everybody's money falling off, you still have more money to spend to bring in more pieces. You don't have to stop there.
But we know it's not. I know. And we know
record scratch.
This team doesn't think this way. So we'll just leave it alone.